The Sigya Pasuk of the Kippin really took a lucky to the Sigya. The one question of the Sigya, how much cookies, cakes are you allowed to eat without getting the suffix because the mother, and sometimes if you have enough, you're going to have the time to wash and bench. And the second chiddush of the Sigya, when you have cookies and cakes for dessert, when would you make a bracha and when you won't make a bracha? So we're going to start first more with the share kiviy asud, and then the share if we have time we'll do the dessert, and now we'll have to be mashing it. Now it comes to the definition of pasuk of the kisna. People have like a misconception. People think bread is bread, and cookies and cakes really have no shaykes to bread. When you learn a sugya, so we see Chazal look at it differently. Chazal look at cookies, cakes, berakas, that really is a type of bread. But being that these things are a type of bread which a person normally does not eat it for a suda, sometimes a person just eats more as a snack, you take a rug as a snack, it's not something somebody eats as a suda, bread you eat for a meal. Things like rug and cake, a person normally does not eat for a meal. Since it's something which a person normally doesn't eat as a meal, because I said, it depends why you eat it. If you're eating it as a snack and you don't have so much, then the halacha is going to be mezainis. But if somebody comes along and has the amount of a kriya suda, then it's going to be, have a regular dinner pass, a regular dinner bread, and then the halacha is going to be, you're going to have to wash, and you're going to have to bench. So what goes into the category of Passover Kisna? Which foods go into this category? That would say that if you have a Shir Kriya Suda, you're going to have to wash and bench, and if you don't have a Shir Kriya Suda, you're not going to have to wash and bench. So anything which is cooked has no shaykhus to bread. Noodles, farfel, anything which you cook, bread is flour and water which you bake. Anything which somebody cooks has no shaykhus to bread. Even bread which you cook could be mafkir tar lachem. Anything which you cook has no shaykhus to suk, it's not Passover Kisna. Therefore, all macaroni, noodles, farfel, things which are deep fried, soup nuts, even though it's anything which is cooked, that has no shaykhus to Passover Kisna, and those things are always in the mezainis, and you never have any shaylas in terms of washing and benching. The only sugya is something which you bake. Over there, that's where the sugya stops. What?
Frying.
Deep frying is like cooking. If it's not like that, it begins to shaykhus. If it's deep fried, like soup nuts, and just kind of open on the side, because that's a different shaylah, because when you go bust the
croutons.
So croutons are usually deep fried, so therefore it's not going to be totally in the sugya pasuk of kisna.
Bread is deep fried.
So it's right. So if it's some, whatever, the minhag olam is a mekel with croutons. Shemzan says that thing that is made to make into croutons, therefore it's a mekel. The bottom is anything that's deep fried in the sugya. So sugya, our sugya is only things which are baked, not things which are cooked. Fine. Now in terms of things which are baked, so the Rishonim give three different definitions of what's considered pasuk of kisna. The Chalik Rishonim. And the way the Mechaber understands it is that all the Rishonim are arguing with each other. Now, each of the other Shita don't hold with each other. The only Shita holds that what you're saying is not really Passover Kisnin, it's really bread. So what are the three examples? One example, I'll say examples quickly and then I'll explain a little bit better. One example is something which is filled. You have Ragalach, right? Ragalach has chocolate inside of it. You can have cheese Danish. You have something which is filled, berakas, knishes, something which is filled with something inside of it, that's going to be considered a Passover Kisna. If something which is filled with something inside of it, that's considered a Passover Kisna. That's one tanai. A second tanai is something which is nilush with May Paris. If the dough which you're making is very, very sweet. So normal bread is not sweet, right? It tastes like bread. If you have a sweet dough, they put a lot of sugar and a lot of maypiris, a lot of maybe apple juice or orange juice into the dough, and therefore the actual dough tastes very sweet, or maybe also if you make it very oily, put a lot of oil, brackets are very oily, that also is considered one of the tanaim of Passover Kisna, and that would be considered a Passover Kisna. And there's a third shita which says Passover Kisna is something which is parach, something which is very, very hard, like a very hard cracker, cookie cake, the pie crust, that's something which is parach, that also goes into the definition of Passover Kisna. So all these three things are going to Passover Kisna, and that's the Negev.
Yeah, a lot of cows now.
What?
A lot of cows now are quite sweet.
Oh, we'll get the cows. So therefore, when Negev are sugar, we're talking about now cookies or cakes, rakas, pizza, knishes, all these things are in the sugya pasuk v'kisnin. And if one is going to have a shir kviya suda, the halacha is going to have to wash and bench. If you're going to be having less than a shir kviya suda, then the halacha is going to be that you're going to make them a zainus and alamuk. So what's considered shir kviya suda? How do you figure out if something, how much? Do you go buster the person himself? You're eating it for breakfast. Every day for breakfast, you have two ragalach. Is that considered a kriya suda? Do you go buster the person? Or do you go buster most people, how much a person will eat for a shir kriya suda? So Mr. Burbing down, because I'm a chas. Two sheetas. Some achronim say we went up in Hilchos Erevin. In Hilchos Erevin, the amount which we say is considered a kriya suda is machlokes with 3 basin or 4 basin, which would be either 6 or 8 kazesim. If you have that amount of cookies and cake, so then you're having a shir kriya suda, and halacha would be that you'd wash and you'd have to bench. So according to the Parashita, if you have 8 kazesim of cake, 8 kazesim of cookies, the halacha is going to be that you're going to have to wash and you're going to have to bench. Just moving down a second sheet though. Second sheet holds that it's not tali in Hilchos Erevin. Hilchos Erevin is tali in 3-4 basin. Over here it's not tali in Hilchos Erevin. Over here the getter is going to be, it's going to be tali the amount most people eat for a main meal. What do people have for lunch? How much food do people have for lunch? Most people for lunch in general, you have to figure out what does the average person eat for lunch, what does the average person eat for supper. And eating the amount of cookies and cake that a person would eat of other foods when he went, other foods in a meal, that's enough to make it that the person will have to wash and bench. Notice if you have enough cookies, the amount of kazesim that a person would eat when he eats supper. Let's say a person eats supper, he has chicken and salad. So you figure out how much a normal person would eat of that. And if you're having the same amount in cookies and cake, so then the halacha is you're gonna have to wash and you're going to have to bench.
So if you have a later lunch than supper.
What do you
say?
A normal suda. Suda they say is one of the 3 meals. Could be breakfast nowadays, the person say people just eat on the runs. Could be that's not considered a meal. Yeah, breakfast is down in breakfast.
The dessert?
What?
After the dessert?
Yeah, it's tali in the makam, there's man, how much people use also tali, right? I think Americans eat more than Israelis, if you just look at them, in general thing. But it's tali in each place. Yeah, much tali each place. It's tali also each type of person. Children is different than adults. For example, a child eats much less than adult, ladies less than men. I'm telling each, what is the normal suda for that category of person in that place, and that'll be enough to be considered a share could be a suda.
It'll
be a small share than that. So because we have 2 shitas, what are we asking? Mishmur says, nothing to be chayshish for the machmirim, shaloi lecha dala beitzim. Mishmur says, the proper thing is that a person should not eat 4 beitzim of cake. What?
That
shir
is less?
Yes, the shir of dal basin is less. Normal people eat more, the shir of dal basin is less. So Mishmur says, noch and lochish of das. Machmirim, the correct thing is that a person should be choshish. Machmirim, Mishmur says, the right thing is a person should not eat dal basin of cake. If a person did eat 4 basin of cake, the might say you wouldn't bench, because the other shir that holds it's a bigger shir. So you tell the amount a person would eat for a shir kviya suda. So if you just have dala basin and mice, you would not bench. But Mishmur says, the proper thing is, a person should not be eating 4 basin of cookies and cake. A person shouldn't eat that amount.
Is there a share for not?
You have to have a kzayas begdechilas pras, and then the rest of them is not. In other words, if you have a kzayas, and then the rest of them is not. How much is 4 basin? There's a book, Ravana put out a book, the kzayas book, he has also sort of shirim over there, how big each thing is. He says over there, that if you have slice of pizza, how many kazesim in a slice of pizza? He says, the average slice of pizza, there are 5 kazesim in the actual pizza part, and in the pie crust is about 3 kazesim. So one slice of pizza, he says already, that's already tali in the machlokes. I'm just saying, noch and lochish das machmir, that a person should not eat dal beitzim. So one slice of pizza is already tali in the machlokes, and it would be noch and lochish das machmir, not to eat only one slice of pizza. We'll talk a little bit more pizza in Amshif. That's a dal beitzim. How many ragalach? He says over there that a regular chocolate ragalach, he says about 3/4 of a ragalach would be considered a gzayis. So dal beitzim would be about little more than 5 ragalach. And 5 and 6 ragalach would be considered dalat basins, up to 5 to 6 ragalach would be okay, and after that already it would be considered a sapa. So animal crackers, semi-animal crackers is exaias. So if you have 56 animal crackers, then you're ready to eat up the sapik. Pretzels, there were 13 of the stick pretzels, like the thin stick pretzels are 13, so if you have about 104. What? 104? You're going to be able to do it. Huh? Two kazaisim are in every base. The dollar basin is going to be 8 kazaisim. Two basins in the base. Like, I'm sure that Nochin, Lachin, Stas, Nochin, it's Kedai, it's Toiv, to be Machma, Das, Machmir, Machmir, Toiv, Machma, Das, Machmir, Toiv, Machma, Toiv, 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 Toiv,
Now what? For a long time, it was Kiddush,
it's now the Beit Samar. Once she was there, there's not a Beit Samar, but it's not the one that they did. What happened to like that?
She ate
the Beit Samar,
she
ate the Beit Samar. This is Kajmim all, though. The Mount of Shem I gave is Kajmim all. It's kind of Beit Samar. They're one, they're good. They're right. So kids, you have a very big Danish, one by one of those big Danishes they saw, around town over here. Those big Danishes are going to be more than Dalai Beit in general, the whole old Danish. So be nochem avodach shadach nochmir. Not eat all Danish. You should, get half three quarters and make al mechir, and then later on you could continue eating it. Be the all Danish. Yeah. So nice that we are cautious. We also count the chocolate and the other things.
We are only selling
people
eating, let's say,
No, that'll get to a second. So we're talking about if you're eating just cookies and cake by itself, nothing else. The next thing I want to discuss is you can be eating cookies, like cookies with crackers or and things like that. We'll discuss that.
The only time you eat unless it's real, you figure out that afterwards that you're a bit hungrier than you thought.
So then the luck is that you won't have to wash now with having another shear, but you have the bench. If you have the shear, the bench. Now, if you have a shear, it can be a suda, which people normally eat for breakfast and alakalachos, you would bench. The place to say, if you're not sure, and as you had a lot of cookies and cake, you're not sure, so if you're full, you could assume you probably have the amount which a normal, you could assume you're a normal person. So if you're full, you could probably safe to assume that you have the amount a normal person would eat for, if you eat for lunch, right? You eat cookies and cake, and you're full, pretty safe to assume that you ate the amount which a normal person would have during a suda, and then the luck is you'd be able to bench.
Assuming you were hungry to begin with, or?
Yeah, assuming to begin with, yeah. It has to be the amount which a normal person. A normal person would eat it, fine. Now, this is all when eating it alone. Let's say you're eating it with other foods. For example, you buy a kiddush, you take some cake, you take some salad, you take arbis, and all sorts of yishama, kugel, all sorts of other foods. The shaila is over there, how do you figure out what the halakha is? Now, Munger Ram says that if you're eating it with other foods, then the way you figure out whether you have to wash and the mass of other kitzenin is if you have the amount which of bread which a normal person would eat during a suda. During a suda, right? You wash, and let's say you have chicken, whatever it is. Whatever you're eating for lunch or supper. So you figure out how much bread a person eats in a normal meal, when he's eating other foods also. And if you have that amount of pasta baba kisnin, then the pasta baba kisnin is going to turn into mice. And if the pasta baba kisnin gets the chashivas, if you're eating a lot of food together, you're having a shirk via suda, and you're eating the amount of passover kisnin, which a person would normally eat, and that's enough to make it that a person would have to wash and bench on his passover kisnin. Therefore, in yeshiva, Thursdays and Mondays, whatever it is, they serve berakas. So the shaila is, what's the halacha with the berakas? So if you're eating the amount of brekkas of dalat beitzim, you're having a lot of them, just the brekkas, unless you're only eating brekkas. So if you're having dalat beitzim, what will be the halacha? No, if you only have dalat beitzim, you're not going to lachash that machine not to do it. But dalat beitzim alone, you wouldn't bench. If you're only eating brekkas, we would say that. If you're only having whatever, so over there, then passes. If you're eating other foods, usually that's what one does. If you're having enough brekkas, which a person would have bread, which a person would have, let's say you're eating bread instead of the breakfast. How much bread are you eating in that meal? Right? You're having salad and rice and fish, whatever's there. How much bread a normal person would eat in that meal, if you have that amount of breakfast, then already, look, it's going to be you have to wash and bench. So therefore, in yeshiva, if you look at the size portions which people have, in general, most people are eating the amount of berakas which a person would, not the bread a person would eat. So therefore, when you, if you're having a full meal and having other things too, and you're going to get the berakas, they'll come out, the lot will be being after wash and bench.
How many berakas, if you're eating them alone, do you have to wash them?
Every size is different, I'm saying, depending on.
Is there anything in yeshiva size?
Which is the yeshiva size? I'm trying to remember. I don't eat them because of this. But what size are they again? They're big ones and smaller ones. Oh, I'll get that in a second. Now, so one eitza is the place to say that if you have the mezainis before you eat other foods, now eat the breakfast first. Then you make ala mechia. So it's not whole mitzurif to be considered one suda. The only time we say the salad is if you're having the bracket and the salad and everything together. Oh, one suda, so then you have now it's prison. You can bear two times. If you have bread and the little kids, you're going to have to wash some veg. But if you make the ala mechit first, you know, eat the bracket, make the ala mechit first, so then it's not served, it's not all together, it's separate things. So that's always the ace. If you're going to have the bracket, eat the brackets, make ala mechit, as long as you don't have the ala basin, but eat your bracket, make ala mechit, then you can eat the other foods, and then you're going to be okay. That's one eitzah. There's a second eitzah. The second eitzah, which you could do, is that the way you figure is that if you, that's not such a great eitzah, but if you squash the brekkas down, so the way you figure out basin, because eitzah and basin is really a volume. It's not the weight, the volume, how much space it takes up. So if you squash the brekkas down, you smash it, so therefore they're very, very small, so therefore you're having very little, the amount of volume you're having is very little, it's less and the amount of bread which a person would eat. So if you find it appetizing, then you know it could, if you just smash it, make it very small, that also is an eighth, and that'll get
like
it.
Sponge
cake, if you smash it down, also it's a volume. You know, if you go by volume,
If you don't smash it, then you actually go by the actual volume.
Yeah, you go by the actual volume. The ear holes is a big shiloh, where you count the ear holes. I once look at the different kitzurim. A couple who dedicated their life in order to like figure out the stack size of kazesim, measuring it with labs, you know, it's a very big avodah, it takes years and years of measuring each thing, going to labs. So if you look at the different people who did it, they had different shiurim. So I called up Lisa Brock and I asked him that, how come in his state for the shiur kazayas, when he's talking about a loaf of bread, is much different than my binder shiur. So he told me that the steer Mishnah Berurah where you count the ear holes or not. He went to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv told him, Rabbi Yashiv told him one way, where they count their old, and Rabbi Bano went, and he told him the other way, and that's the reason why they're different shurim, because they were both trying to follow Rabbi Yashiv's sack, and they got different seconds, therefore that's the rest of the different shurim. But, right, so that's the eighth of the Akabam, the eighth of the Negev breakfast, the eighth of the Negev, you go to Kiddush, Shabbos morning, you're having a lot of cookies, cake, and other foods, so if you smash it down, dates is either you smash it down, not appetizing, eat the cookies and cake first, and then make al mechir. What about by chasna? You go to chasna, and you just don't want to wash. Why don't you want to wash? Because you want to get stuck till the end with mezumin, or you want to get stuck with the shavuot brachas. So what happens? You go to chasna, and you have a chasna, chicken, and potatoes, and you have a whole meal, and you have some cake with dessert. The child, do you say now that if you're having, you're going to have to bench now because you're having enough cake, which a person would eat instead of bread, and you're having a lot of food. The child, do you have to bench in that situation? So Moshe Feinstein Shuva says yes. He says that they're very careful by chasanas, that people shouldn't do that, they have to make sure that if you're not going to wash, make sure you're not having cake and having breakfast, because if you have the cake, even though the Kiddush is that it's for dessert, it's not really so much shayach and suda, Moshe says Lamaisa, it will be a problem. Shem Zalman then was Chalik. Shem Zalman held that if you're having the cake, really no shayach is actual suda. It's like a dessert. It's at the end of the suda, being that's not part of the actual suda. So Shem Zalman said that it wouldn't be a problem. If you're just having cake at the end, Shem Zalman held that it's not shayach is suda. So Shem Zalman held that it wouldn't be a problem. Something like crackers, crackers with liver, or crackers with herring, that Shem Zalman held would be a problem by Kiddush. But something which happened all the way at the end, Shem Zalman held, it might still wouldn't be a problem. Oh, we're not looking at what Mizrain is from. Let's not look at Mizrain is from. something called Mezoinus Rolls. What's the Havana? Mezoinus Rolls. Mezoinus Rolls Havana is that they're supposed to be very, very sweet. Supposedly, they're supposed to be very, very sweet. And being that they're very, very sweet, so we said before that if you have a pasuk with a kisnin, if you have a bread which is very, very sweet, it's not considered a regular bread, it's a pasuk with a kisnin. So what they're doing is they're making very, very sweet. And being that's very, very sweet, the thing is, halacha is that it's going to be Mezoinus. Now, there's one or two problems with that. One problem with that is that if the person, if one of people eat normally Mezoinus rolls, what's normal time people eat? People normally eat Mezoinus rolls. Instead of washing by lunch, they have whatever they're eating, they just have a Mezoinus roll, and they have a susa. So being that, in general, what is going to happen? Most of the times, you're going to be having for sure dal beitzim, and could be even having a shir kviya suda. So according to the Magen Avraham, the Pesach Mishnah Berurah will come out, over the halacha, will come out that there is no such thing as Mezoinus rolls. If you're having the Mezoinus rolls with other foods, but airline meals, right? The airline meals, they serve you Mezoinus rolls, they give you a whole meal. If you're having the amount of rolls, which a person would eat, not the roll, a person would eat instead of bread, and you're having other foods, it's all served together, all comes together, and the luck is, it will not be Mezoinus, and the luck is, you have to bench. And there was a cool player passed around. If you look at it, it's called Kaira in America. They put out a bunch of places. They put out Ruben Feinstein, Rubik, Mish Heinemann, Mish Stern, Soldowski, Rabunkan. That says that the Negev Mezainis are Moitim and Negev Mezainis Rolls. It says that the people nowadays are Chachmaniot with a lot of great make payers. They say that, number one, a lot of times they're not so sweet. They're not sweet enough. That means that you really manage to taste very, very sweet. A lot of times they're not going to be sweet enough. And they say the Mitzvah says Roiv Nezim Kavim Tzudal Chmon Eseilu. The whole Kavan is instead of regular bread. Even if you want to say that the Issa is Mezoinus, very, very sweet, which Roiv Pine is not like that, still you have to went and wash and bench because it's a share with Roiv Nezim Kavim Tzudal. So therefore, they say that which people are serving it by, Lava Malkas, Chasnas, airplanes is a mixture of the rabbit. It's a mitzvah of rabbim. Now it's just swimming in airplanes, the chassid, all those things. It's a mitzvah of rabbim, and they shouldn't do it. And the bottom being done from Rav Yashar. Rav Yashar is from Rav Yashar, the Tzinkarelis, and Shevet Alevi. Rav Yashar says these things are revealing the Kalei Sudan on them, and you can't make a berachah from Mezoinus. Rav Yashar was chlishes, even eat a little bit of Rav Yashar was chlishes, that could be regular amaisi. Shevet Alevi also, and the Tzinkarelis, and all the places again. Even the Badats. I never flew Tower Air, but my producer told me that in the old days Tower Air went back maybe 40 times. They only Tower Air with the Cambridge Airline. So on the Badatz meal said that on the Mezoinus rolls, if you read the instructions, it said you have to only eat a little bit of Mezoinus roll. You have to eat less than the amount of bread a person would eat. You only eat like a little piece of it. You can't eat so much. That's what. If you have roll, then it'll be telling the silo. What do you say? No, it's like this. So a lot of times the Mezoinus roll itself can be validated. You're getting yourself into the Sofik. You're arguing yourself into the Sofik. If you want to make Alam Mechia, so then already it's a different sugya. They decided to say like this. That the longest which we said Pasuk Bava Kisnan, the reason why we said Pasuk Bava Kisnan is considered Mezoinus is Anamaitzi, even though Kazal says Mezoinus is Anamaitzi, because it's something which a person is not Kadea Sudan. It's not made for Kriya Su. The question is, let's say you have a Matthias or something, a Passover Kisman, which not could be Bar Kaveh Sudan. The Shaila is, do you look at the rules which Chazal made up? Nice Chazal said it's sweet. It's sweet, so therefore the Lacha is, who cares that you Kaveh Sudan? That, who cares it's a thing to make Kriya Sudan? Nice is sweet, therefore unless you have a Shir, the Lacha is going to be that you're not going to have to make a Maitzi. Or you say no. If it's something which everyone's Kaveh Sudan, then the Lacha is already going to have to make a Maitzi. That's a Macha is replacing him, maybe Asher is gracious. Others were makos, and it's just machlokes place. Because Chazal are over, running out of time. So basically, it came out that there's something called Passover Vakisnan. Passover Vakisnan is really bread, which Chazal says, you know, a person not kaveh sud on it, the halacha is that a person, unless you have a shir kaveh sud, or the amount which other people kaveh sud on, you don't have to wash and bench. If you eat the food alone, then the halacha is going to be that. And Shavuot says, nothing to be chosen not to have dalet beitzim, therefore you can't have too much ragalach. Big Danish is going to be a problem. A lot of brekkas are going to be a problem. If you have dalet beitzim, it's going to be a shayla. There's nothing not to eat it. If you have more than dalet beitzim, so if you're full already, the person say, you could assume it's an Alamish person like the Sudan, if you're not, you shouldn't bench. Even if you're not eating so much cookies and cake, But if you have with other foods and the amount of bread a person would have in a suda, then the lachay is also, you're going to have to wash some bags. If the place is saying Zainus roll, something which really doesn't exist, being that person eats other foods in it, a person shouldn't eat it. And Benegeya cookies having cake had a chasana over there's machlekas so much fancy madam. Do you say that it's not served to it because it's dessert? Or do you say that it wouldn't be served to it because the mice eating during the suda? And he said that Asa by lunch, when eating the brekkas, the Asa is either to smash it or first to make alam, to eat the brekkas and make alam mishka, and then afterwards you eat all those things. I guess next week we'll have to continue.